This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
All right, John, we're going to time his 40-yard dash. He is making his way over. Not exactly sprinting, but we will be joined by the general manager of the Detroit Lions, Brad Holmes, momentarily.
Yeah, just a few moments.
We can see him. Lions are out on the practice field. They got practice going on. We're going to be out here as a station a bunch next week, too, as the Lions gear up for the season. Yeah, Brad, we're on the air, buddy. Let's get going. Let's do it. Yeah. Good to see you. We were watching your walk over. We were timing your 40, and we noticed you weren't sprinting.
When was the last time you did a 40?
Oh, my gosh. 2002 in the spring. When I ran for the Scouts and they rejected me and said I wasn't good enough to play in the NFL.
There's no gray in the beard.
I got it. I've been trying to become a Scout.
Well, okay. So let's talk about camp so far and just the energy and the mentality for you guys going into the season. How you feeling?
Yeah, the energy's been great. I think Dan's done an incredible job of making sure that the message has been clear, the tone has been set. You know, obviously we got a lot of new faces from a coaching staff standpoint, and they brought a ton of energy. So I think everything's been a smooth transition. You know, staying relatively healthy. Couple, you know, that you would like to have better outcomes, but for the most part, you know, it's been pretty good.
Challenges for you are different than they were when they took over the job. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges that you have in this training camp with this team right now?
Man, that's a really good question. As the roster has improved, and it really was kind of like that we first started seeing those challenges in the draft, really, on the approach that we took, is that, you know, it's getting harder and harder for a lot of the young guys. Mm-hmm. Just because when you add more veterans, you have better players that are going into their second and third year. It's just, you know, you want to really give these guys time to develop and all that, but sometimes, you know, you just might not, because me and Dan are the best man's going to play, the best man's going to make the team. And so that's one that's gotten harder. You know, there's a lot of different avenues and routes that we can take, but that's probably the biggest challenge that I'm seeing.
Since the last time we talked to you, Frank Ragnow's retirement, also replacing Zeitler up front,
yep.
Just your confidence level that you guys can replicate what's been an elite offensive line.
Yeah, no, we still feel very good about it. We're still very confident in that offensive line that's led by Hank Fraley, which obviously we've got a ton of confidence in. He's one of the best, if not the best, in the league doing it. But, you know, we feel good about, you know, Graham. You know, Graham Moss has a lot of experience playing center. He's been a lot of experience playing guard. But, you know, he's got some comfort and familiarity with Jared being under center. So we start off with Tate, you know, give him a lot of reps at center. And he still can do it. But I think just really, you know, as we work through these combinations, I feel like in all fairness that Graham and his experience being in the offense at that position, as you know, that's a lot. I mean, that is a lot. And Tate can handle it. But, you know, I think early on with him, you know, back at guard, but he's still going to get some reps there.
The other guard that we had a chance to see a little bit at the end, Christian Mahogany.
Yeah.
What are you seeing from him in year two now that he's healthy and going through his first camp?
Look, like you said, he showed some promise last year. It was in spurts. You know, he was kind of sick early and kind of came on late. But now that he's had the full offseason, he hasn't missed time, he's had a great camp. I mean, he's had a great camp. And, you know, you have hope and optimism, but you've only seen a little bit. But what he's shown so far, he's doing a great job.
How big a deal is backup quarterback? We can see a lot of them in the preseason. Ideally, they never play in the regular season. But, you know, Hendon Hooker said he gave himself a 0 out of 10 for his performance in the first preseason game. How big a deal is backup quarterback?
Oh, it is a big deal. It's a huge deal. And, you know, when you're trying to acquire those guys, you know, often those guys are, as they should be, they're very selective in the situation that they'll choose to go into. But obviously, we had drafted Hendon for his development and his upside, and he's been getting better and better and better. We obviously brought Kyle in that's had a lot of experience, starts under his belt. He's been in that role for a while. So it's been a really good competition, but it is a very important position. You know, knock on wood, hopefully you kind of hear all this about, you know, how come we haven't seen Hendon play? Well, good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So but at the same time, you know, they're one play away, so those guys got to be ready.
What are your expectations? What do you need in a number two quarterback?
You know, just being able to efficiently manage the offense and play clean football. You know, you don't need to be Superman. Obviously, it's a production business, and you want guys to make plays. But the other thing is mindset and mentality. You know, like, guys have to go into – if they have to go into a game, you know, it'd be unfortunately if they had to go into a game because the starter's not available. They have to have the mindset just go in there and just let it rip, that you didn't have all the reps during the week. And so you can't get in there and get gun-shy and say, oh, my gosh, I didn't get all these reps during the week, and then I got to go in there. No, you got to go in there and just let it go and have confidence in yourself.
How much confidence do you have in Hendon Hooker? Because at the end of last year, you guys brought Teddy Bridgewater back.
Yep.
Where are you at with Hendon overall in the evaluation?
Oh, he's getting better and better. I thought he strung together a couple of good days these past days. I know the Hall of Fame game wasn't ideal. And look, he was not trying to make an excuse for him at all, because even he told you how he didn't like his performance, but it wasn't the perfect situation to be in either. But you know, he's going to get a chance to be in a better position. He'll start the game in Atlanta, you know, kind of get in there with a lot of our twos and just kind of see how he operates. And then, but, you know, the expectations are still high, just like I told everybody in the spring. He's getting better and better. And it's not really so much like the thing with Teddy Bridgewater last year. Just, I think you guys all know, it's just when you're in a playoff atmosphere, you know, Hendon's never been in that situation in the NFL before. So we were trying to do the best thing for the team, but we're trying to give him reps now to get him hopefully prepared to be ready for that.
I want to ask you maybe an obvious question, but first of all, Hutch is back.
Yeah.
And how does he look? And second of all, you broke Taylor Decker contract news with us last year.
Come on, Brad.
I know. I was walking out here. I was like, man, I don't have anything good to do.
You set a high bar, Brad. Break some news.
Yeah. So I guess the obvious one is it seems like it would be a huge priority to lock up Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, yeah.
How are things going in that realm?
Yeah, you know, it hasn't had really any intense talks yet. Look, I mean, we'll definitely get some dialogue going soon here. But, you know, all those things take time, especially the larger the deal is. But, you know, as the player, he's looked great. And I've been saying I'm really not all that surprised just because of tracking him since college, since the early days of Michigan. I mean, he had that big injury in Michigan,
yeah.
And he came back. I think nobody would argue a better player. And it's – I don't know if it's exactly the same because the games haven't kicked off yet, but what he's shown in practice, I mean, the change of direction, the explosiveness, I mean, he's not having any effects. But I'm not surprised on a guy like him that has this kind of mindset. But it's very important and hopefully soon we'll get some dialogue going.
Talking to Brad Holmes, general manager, Detroit Lions. Last time we had you on, we talked about edge, and we had that exchange about, I don't understand, Za'Darius Smith. Not an elite edge, right? I know that was a different conversation. Za'Darius is still out there. Is there interest on your side?
Yeah, look, you know, Za'Darius did a lot of good things last year for us, and we said we're going to keep in contact with his agent. But, you know, everything's not just one-sided, you know. Za'Darius has expectations. The team has expectations. So sometimes it takes a while for those things to get on the same page, especially a guy, you know, that's been in the league as long as he has. You know, I'm sure that, you know, I'm not saying that he doesn't want to be in training camp, but, you know, if he misses some time. So, you know, there's obviously still interest there. And, you know, we've been keeping in touch.
How have you seen those guys operate opposite Aiden? Marcus Davenport, I know Josh is out. Levi is not going to be available.
Yep.
How are you seeing that position take place?
Yeah, now Davenport, he's having an excellent camp. He really is. I've always said that he is an ideal complement on the other side of Aiden. We all know what the issue has been, but it's never been an ability issue. So hopefully he can have better luck there. But you know, we finally got Muhammad back out to practice. He's been showing some good thing, and the young kid Ahmed, he's been doing a really good job. He made some plays in a Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
He's still got some ways to go. But what I like about him is that even when he kind of makes a mistake or does something wrong, it's 1,000 miles per hour. So that always going to fit in well here. And we got some young guys that were kind of undrafted guys that are taking some steps too. You know, Nate Lynn, we signed as an undrafted guy last year. You know, he kind of showed up in the Hall of Fame game a little bit. Obviously, he missed a year with the shoulder last year, so it's good to see him out here. Ukwu, who, you know, played a little bit, had on practice squad last year. He's been doing some good things too. So it's a lot of youth out there. It's very comforting to have a guy like Casey Rogers in here now that's coaching these guys up, and that we have a ton of respect for all the things that he did in Tampa. So so far so good.
Things good with Alex Anzalone. I know there's a little tension. You guys gave him a little more money. How were those talks? Maybe some harsh realities?
Yeah, you know, it's normal football business, and it's just the business aspect of it. You know, we value Anzalone highly, all the things that he's done for us, and he's been a four-time captain for us and all that. So, you know, he's still a good player. He played well last year. He's getting a little longer in the tooth, but you know, as far as what we're seeing right now, he's still performing well. But was happy that we're able to come to some type of resolution for the immediate right now. And look, I'm sure that Anzalone would tell you that he's glad that it's behind him for the immediate for right now, so he can just go out there, concentrate, and play football. And he's looked good out here.
I know we're up against it. We got to get to a break, but I can't believe we've talked this entire time without talking about your first-round draft pick, Tyleek Williams. With Aleem McNeil being down for some time still,
yeah.
Levi out, there's a lot of pressure on him to produce as a rookie.
Yeah, and you know what? He's been exactly what we expected. You know, he came in great shape. You know, his body looks good. His weight looks good. And everything that he's been doing out practice, he's been making plays, but we're not surprised because that's just what he's done on tape. You know, when guys have that kind of power and athletic ability and ability to bend, and he's very smart. He's very smart, so he's not being slowed down by the thinking. So he's just out there just playing, but so far so good. I don't know if it's a lot of pressure. He's just doing what he does, and obviously I think Aleem is doing very, very well in his rehab process. So once he gets back, then, you know, we'll just be even more fortified in the middle there. And I think the other thing, too, the other component with Tyleek is that DJ Reader was able to have, like, a full off season. He was kind of rehabbing for something a year before. We signed him in free agency last year. So he's had a fall season, and he looks amazing out here.
Great.
I'll take the phone call from Jimmy. I want to ask you one more question. Yeah. I know we got the clock. I'll break the clock. People look at the cap space. I'm sure you've seen this, and they go, why aren't they doing more in 2025? Yep. We know 26, you guys are negative. The cap can be manipulated. Just a chance to speak directly to the fans who want to know how it is you guys are using cap space to put the best product on the field.
Yeah, you know, obviously cap space is important, but, you know, the cash budget, you could argue, is even more important. So you can look at a number to say, oh, well, this is the cap room you have. But when you start for our unique situation where we have a lot of young guys that we're trying to budget and plan for, that number that you're seeing in black and white, that's not really what the number, but – in our meetings and our planning and our budgeting, that's not really the number. So, look, it's not just, you know, you got a whole new reset of cash that you can just spend out. It's like you have to be very strategic with how you manage that. And we're just in a unique position because we have a lot of young players that we like to keep around. And unfortunate for us, they've been very good players, so they're not going to be the cheapest either. So
you've done too good a job drafting them, Brad.
that's the other side of the sword that you're going to have to pay. You know, you just got to build a pay, but we have the right people in place. We got a good team around us to make sure that we're being strategic, and hopefully we can get them all done and keep them.
He's Brad Holmes.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Story in a free Dave Burkett, Ndamukong Suh at the Lions facility. And, you know, I don't have a lot of emotional tie towards Ndamukong Suh as a former Lion. And I don't know if I'm not being fair, but I got a bad taste in my mouth from day one with the Lion from his agent. Gets us to free agency quicker. And this article, I don't know. Maybe I just don't care and I should just let it go. Just drop it. So, but you did mention something that you think would piss fans off.
Yeah, at the end of this article, it says that as for the Lions, Suh said he'll always have a soft spot in his heart for the fans and the city. And then it says, quote, "Even when I was coming back here kicking the Lions' ass and I was playing for Tampa or L.A., fans still cheered for me. I made plays and they still cheered for me. Not too loud because you're on the other team, but they still showed a lot of love." And then he says, "There's no question about that. The fans here are the most amazing, and that's one of the reasons why I want to see not only a close friend in Jared, and I've gotten to know Aiden and other guys that are friends on this team now. I want to see them have as much success as possible and win a championship because the fans deserve it."
Yeah, I mean, again, the way he words that, even when I was back here kicking your ass.
I mean, what is that?
I don't know.
Like two words. One is get. The other one's bent, right? Go away. Like, why did you come back? He was there because he's part of some other media group, overseas media group, and he was doing interviews. And I don't know.
This is why he rubbed me the wrong way, is comments like that.
I'm with you. I don't think Detroit fans really care that much about Ndamukong Suh. I don't think we look back and think fondly to the Suh era. I mean, and I think it's because he left with a bad taste in our mouths. When he played, he was great. He really was. Yep. He was a three-time all-pro selection with the Lions. He was fantastic. But the fact that he left this team, he says he was kicked out. You weren't kicked out, dude. You left.
Yep.
And, okay, if the Lions didn't want to match the offer from Miami, it's because they thought it was too much.
And I'm not even sure I believe that.
I'm not sure I believe that either. But he's going to say what he's going to say. And, like, I've never had any – I don't remember having friends or listeners or Lions fans come up to me at any point in time or even on the show in the last several years and say, like, heap a bunch of praise on Ndamukong Suh.
Well, and they weren't. I
mean, we've had people have called in and said, "Lions should kick the tires and see if Suh wants to come back." Just like, and it wasn't because they thought he was going to be some disruptive force. It was because, hey, we need another body. Why not this guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do fans really think fondly back on the Suh era?
I don't think so.
Maybe they do. I mean,
I'm sure there's a few. Everybody has their fans. Like,
fans still cheered for me, he said. When he was coming back here kicking our ass.
Yeah, no, I don't know that that's reality.
Yeah, he sacked Stafford. That's awesome. Woo! Yeah.
All right. So, weird story out of the NFL. They're banning smelling salts.
Ish.
And ish, yes. The NFL announced that the substance was banned for safety reasons. The league cited a warning from the FDA released last year informing consumers that smelling salts, often marketed to increase alertness and energy, have not been proven to be safe or effective for that purpose. Now, the NFL has clarified that, and maybe it was just the media that got it wrong, that they're not banning smelling salts. They're no longer allowing teams to provide the smelling salts.
So players have to provide their own smelling salts?
They can bring their own smelling salts. Hmm. Smelling salts are made, and this is a story from the NPR website. Smelling salts are now are made of ammonium carbonate. When dried, the substance looks like table salt and was initially called the salt of Hartshorn, namely for the horns of a male deer from which they were commonly derived in the 17th century. A liquid form of the substance was first used as a leavening agent before baking soda and powder became widely available. I don't know why I'm reading all this. It's like ammonia, and it wakes you up, right?
Yeah.
And so what's the point of banning it if you're just, I mean, I guess that's all legal, right? That's all, we won't be held accountable.
Yeah, it's liability,
If somebody later sues us for allowing the league to use smelling salts.
Right, if you want to take a whiff of this stuff that may or may not hurt your lungs at some point, we're not going to be on the hook for that.
Yeah.
Well, the bigger issue is it's masking injuries. It's masking possible concussions. And so if that's the reason they're standing for teams not providing it anymore, why are you allowing it at all? I mean, I'm sure it's some kind of legal thing with the NFLPA because players have come out and already said they hate this. They do it on every drive, every morning, every play. You know, like they love the smelling salts.
It's a wake-up.
Yeah. But they use it a lot. And Kittle, Baker Mayfield, Levante David, I've already seen quotes that they're like, I need it. I don't know what to do without it.
Yeah.
It's like a big jolt.
Have you ever smelled it?
No. Nothing I can think of.
Can you?
Yeah. It's potent.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it like they are, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, when you see somebody sniffing smelling salts on the sideline, when they get a shot of it, I mean, they're not like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh, what is that? Lavender?
Yeah. Oh, is it pumpkin spice season already? Mm. No, I mean, it's like... Whoa! I mean, they react to it. It's not just matter of fact. There's a reaction to it, and there's a reason they do it.
Like, it's illegal in boxing, you know? Like, you can't just go back to your corner and, hey, smell this, dude. You look like you're concussed. Snap out of it.
They don't allow them boxing, but no. They used to, so it's not that I didn't know that.
Yeah, a story says, in addition to general safety concerns, the NFL noted that the substance can mask symptoms of a concussion. Recent estimates suggest one concussion occurs every two NFL games. So, I mean, this is the reason they'll allow you to do it. You can do it, but you're doing it at your own risk and you're providing it. We're not going to be legally held accountable for what you're doing. I mean, shouldn't they just get rid of it? But it's weird. The players want it. Like, this is where you have problems with the union. If the league doesn't think it's safe, don't many unions argue for safe working environments?
Yes.
Don't unions, aren't they supposed to protect you from dangers on the job?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that seem like what you should do?
Well, yeah, but if the players overwhelmingly don't want that protection, then you have to listen to what the membership says.
I mean, I guess, but this is where... I mean,
they can go ahead and give you guidelines, and they're like, no, that's not what we want.
Union leadership should be like, hey, we don't want you taking these chances. You shouldn't want to either. Because everybody, if nobody can use it, everybody's on a level playing field, right? Dude, all you need to do, seriously, to get somebody to go, whoa, is go get some old hockey gloves.
Oh, here we go.
Because there is no funk like the smell of hockey equipment.
Yeah, but that hockey equipment is just a bad smell. The smelling salt isn't necessarily a bad smell. It clears things up.
Dude.
Right? You feel like you're all cleaned out. I don't feel like I'm all cleaned out when I, you know, smell a hockey glove back when I used to.
Well, it might not clean you out, but it sure as hell, you'll notice it and you'll wake up.
Yeah, but you go, oh, that's awful. And you're not feeling refreshed.
No, and I don't. I mean, to smell.
Smelling salt has a different effect. Well, I just reposted a tweet from Front Office Sports.
Yep,
they have a picture in this story of a player from the Falcons who is in the middle of smelling the smelling salt. The face that he is making is fantastic.
Is it? It's Cardinals, right?
Is it the Cardinals?
Yeah, red jersey.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It actually says Cardinals right in front. And I'm saying Falcons. Yeah,
it's okay.
Another bird.
Birds.
Stupid birds. But this dude is just, I mean, he is whiffing it, just getting all up in there.
No, he's not. He, you can tell it's smelling salt. I don't know if I could even do that.
I'd be curious. I'd give it a whiff.
Would you?
Yeah. We're not protecting a concussion. It's just a test here, right?
Oh, you'll be fine.
But when I first saw this story a couple of days ago, I was thinking, what are other ways that people use to wake themselves up, you know, to kind of like, hey, I got to snap out of it, you know, right? You know, caffeine's going to take too long to kick in.
Isn't everybody going to say Red Bull or 5-Hour Energy or one of those?
Well, no.
Is there other stuff? I don't know.
Cold water, a cold plunge or something like that. Stick your face into cold water.
Okay. That'll wake you up.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. If you, what is the smelling salts replacement? What also serves the same purpose as smelling salts in your world, people? 248-539-9797. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, let's get back to Tiger callers. Just kind of putting a bow on the trade deadline, and there's been no yelling, screaming, anything like that for me, because they've told you who they are, what they are, and what they want to be. And look, they want to be good. They want to get as many bites at the apple as they can. But they're not going to do all-in stuff. And look, no one with a brain was suggesting trading any of your top three, four prospects. It just doesn't add up. I don't think those players were available in the marketplace.
I would even go top five.
Okay. But
6 through 12, 13 should have been available.
Yeah, Charlie Morton, no issue with it. He's a fit starter. He's been much better the last 2 months. You needed something because Cobb just may not even be alive.
I don't think he's going to play this year.
And you lost Reese Olson. I mean, Job, I never considered a starter later in the year. So you needed something. Addressed it. Finnegan is a solid late-inning guy. I don't think he's great. He's certainly better than the other guys you got. I don't have a lot of love for Rafael Montero. I just wanted more. I have also said I don't have a big issue with the Suarez thing. I was not going to pay a premium for a rental. I don't think it's smart business. I don't. But would it have killed you to have added a legitimate bat? oh, well, I didn't see, you know, Jeff Passan's report. Here's an idea. A lot of players get traded you don't hear about. It's are you willing to pay? So when Evan Petzold writes, essentially.
Kind of like Johan Duren.
Oh, I know that. And listen, let me be very clear. I'm not freaking out about it.
No. Just, okay, here's the
thing. I was a little bummed that he did get traded.
No.
And then I had to watch him close the Tigers out twice, and I'm going, damn.
Here's what I'll say. You've given me my flowers today. I'm going to give you yours because you brought him up a while ago before, you know, it was like, hey, go out and get him. And you know, some people laughed at you and mocked you.
Yeah, I don't care. Hyenas are hyenas. It doesn't matter to me. It's just, I don't feel like this team, either they don't feel they're ready or their plan is that we cannot push the rev limiter because it'll take away from possible good years down the line. Well, that's fine. But if good is good enough, cool, go enjoy it. I think they should have done more based on this is a terrible AL, and I do think you have a shot to get to the World Series, but what you're going to face when you're there, that's where I go, oh, man. Like against a lefty in the playoffs, I'm going to look at Matt Vierling leading off.
Oh, boy. See, I think that they didn't want the pressure of World Series. They like being good. They like being relevant. They like hearing their name. They like seeing them in that graphic for playoff teams, and that's good enough because – the long-term plan is working. We're ahead of schedule. We got all of these young players under team control. We're going to be good for a long time.
And I agree with a lot of that. But I think for instance, whether it was Griffin Jacks or Duren as the main two, those guys have control. Those guys are signed for this year, next year, and the year after. I'm adding a core piece. The prospects that you would give up, they're not going to contribute in that time frame, and I'm sorry, there's no guarantee they ever approach the value of having that type of high leverage reliever in the sport, in the playoffs. So I want to know where you guys are at with it. And I made a comp earlier, and I don't think it's insulting. Clearly, you have a higher payroll, but like it's the Tampa Bay model. You're just going to, hey, be good. Obviously, you got a way better ballpark. But is it really about winning the World Series, or is it about be good? And if the World Series is a byproduct of that, then all the better. Because that's kind of what it feels like. So, again, there's no yelling. You certainly didn't get worse. The back half of this month, you play nobody. But here's the issue. Against teams with a winning record, 19-26. So you juxtapose the two things and you go, okay, well, here's our record, which is super impressive. But then you go, all right, well, when we play the best teams, what do? Well, we don't win. And then you have a trade deadline that was, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. I thought, like I said, Morton, I'm fine with it. I'm never going to knock adding a starter. Finnegan is fine, but is that a guy I'm going to have close out game 5 of the ALCS? I doubt it. Right. And it's still the other relievers you brought in. I mean, Paul Sewald, guy's been dead all year. You know, Montero, I wanted more.
I mean, basically, it was like, Fetter, we got you here, a bunch of fixer-uppers.
Here's four arms.
Yeah.
Produce one.
Can you work your magic? Turn them into something.
And look, if you do not think there's a heightened window with Skubal, that's fine. I do. I think you have him now and you have him next year. I do have a little bit more urgency. No, I'm not thinking about 2028. I'm not. I admit that. That is my weakness, is I'm fine when I'm in a cycle to try to win. I go for it. And then I'll deal with the consequences later. The problem is, and I'm not putting this on Scott Harris. This isn't his fault. It's just no GM in this town or president in this town wants to step forward and go all in. Mm-hmm. The Lions are in a Super Bowl window. I did not particularly like their offseason.
No, because...
You know, the Pistons had this amazing turnaround. I'm not asking for some debilitating all-in move, but they did next to nothing that anyone would look at and go, oh, that was amazing. The Wings are just dead. And then you have this Tiger team that, over the course of a calendar year, has had one of the best records in baseball. AL's bad, division's worse, they're going to get in, and you go, okay, we have needs that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're not willing to give up anything of substance, how serious are you?
No, it's like every team is residing in a bomb shelter with no windows whatsoever. They're afraid to say we're in a window. There's a window. Yeah. That's what these people on the radio talk. I don't see a window for us.
No, and I'm not yelling and screaming. I'm still a fan. It bummed me out to see the Duren intro last night. I'm like, how amazing would that be if we brought him here? And not just for now. He'd be the closer the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's a weapon. And you put that in the hands of AJ Hinch. Yeah, I'm think about what that does. And let's say Lang gets back. Vest, Lang, Canely, Finnegan. You guys just worry about the seventh and eighth. I got the ninth.
Right.
Or, hey, somebody just got me in trouble. Hey, Duren, I need a 5-out save in a playoff game. You know what?
Gotcha.
Go.
Yeah, sure. I can get you six, Skip.
Take it easy. 248-539-9797. Kenny, do I have any time? Can I go to Bob and Troy? We had him. We lost him. Bob is back. I want to bump him to the front of the line. Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Good, Bobby. What's going on?
Well, my son and I are big baseball freaks. And everybody keeps saying how the National League is garbage and trash. And I'm not, no offense to you just saying it, Mike, because I heard it for the first time from you. The National League has a 490 win percentage against the American League this year. And that's not Colorado just beating up on the A's. They really are not beating up on the American League whatsoever. It's sort of a reverse. Now, in no way, shape, or form, after the Tigers taking the Cubs and Padres and San Fran in series, I don't think they're going to win the World Series. I don't think they're going to make the ALCS. Tell you the truth, with Spencer, I mean, it's just not going to happen. But
no, the top. But Bob, here's my thing. Okay, who in the American League is better than the Dodgers? Who in the American League is better than the Phillies? You know, who in the American League is better than the Cubs? And we're talking seven-game series now in the World Series.
Yeah.
Bob, I'm just making a point. I'll take the top five in the NL before I get to an AL team.
Oh, I understand that. But after I saw these trades and everything, I'm telling you, Mariners have some pitching. They have some hitting. Toronto did a couple good things. They got a lineup. I mean, things have switched up since 4 days, 5 days ago. And they already were in the lead in a 5-10 winning percentage against the National League. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Mike. Trust me, the Phillies, they're badass. We went and saw them last year, and we went there just because of the Phillies. And it was great. My son and I just go to see great teams and great players. We don't go to see the Rockies and the Tigers. We pay tickets on the day. We see the lineups. We get them for $25, and we sit right behind the dugout.
That's great. No, Bob, and listen. Bob, I mean, I will be surprised. I mean, I know you said you don't think the Tigers are going to make the ALCS. I'd be bitterly disappointed if they didn't. Because, Bob, I think it's the inverse. I think this team, the shorter the series, the better. When they get in a seven-game set, that's the problem. Because five of those games are not going to be school games.
Can I just get one last?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
Sporadic Spencer. This guy, when he hits a Spencer Buck torque bomb, it drives me nuts because he hasn't hit one in like 14 games. He hasn't walked in 14 games. This guy's on-base percentage is going down the crapper when we need him. And in game five last year, he hit two doubles. That meant nothing as we lost because our guy gave up a grand slam and our team struck out 16 times. You know who's on that roster this year that's different? Glaber. That's it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the other one. And look, Riley Green's a really good ball player. Bob, go look up his numbers with two outs and men in scoring position. Let me tell you what it results in. Go look. That's just data. And I like Riley as much as the next guy. Two outs, runners in scoring position. You're the team's best player. I need you. He's been awful this year in that situation. That has got to change because the playoffs, that's your season on the line.
Yeah, solo home runs don't get it done.
Well, when you're already up 7-3 and you make it 8-3?
Yeah,
no, I don't. That's, look, he's a really good ball player. I'm hoping he can get it. I'm not like freaked out, but the data's building about the two outs and runners in scoring position.
They tried to bury me, but you can't bury what comes from dirt. He said it after the Minnesota Viking game, after a great game, by the way, against Justin Jefferson. And I think the fandom in this city has only grown from that moment. Amik Robertson is joining us today from Lions practice. How you doing, Amik?
I'm doing great, man. You know, in a blessed position, man. Glad to be on the show, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
I appreciate you being here. And now, hey, second year in Detroit. Obviously, division opponents don't change a lot. Schedule does. When you look at the schedule ahead, some of the receivers that you're going to face, some of the quarterbacks you're going to face, how excited do you get?
Very excited. Very excited, man. You know, take it, you know, week by week, every day, every week we go 1-0. So, you know, we're going to take on a challenge full speed. You know, we're preparing for that. So each and every week we know we got great opponents. But at the end of the day, man, they got to go against us too. So we ain't ducking no smoke.
Kelvin Shepherd said the strength of the defense is secondary. I'm sure that means a lot. You guys are back the same group from a year ago, and for the most part, right? What would you say that's like, that chemistry between you guys back there?
We want it no other way, man. You want it no other way. You know, the secondary want the pressure on us, you know, because it brings the best out of us, right? We have a great group of guys that trust one another. You know, we bought in a great football player and DJ Reed, you know. So we just continue building, man, each and every week, man. Try to, you know, like I say, trust one another and just, you know, get better each and every week.
How is he different or the same as Carlton Davis?
Only thing different, I would say, their height. That's okay. It. You know, Carlton was an unbelievable player. You know, aggressive guy, big guy, veteran. You know, he was smart as well. You know, the only thing different, you know, both of them are highly competitive players, dogs. You know, the only difference between them, you know, both of them is their height.
Okay.
One of the things we saw last year from the secondary, Kirby Joseph, obviously the 9 interceptions. Kelvin Shepherd said this week, that's one thing that we want to get emphasize throughout this year is creating more turnovers. What does that mean for you? How does that change or tweak anything you're doing?
I think for myself, you know, continue doing what I've been doing. But, of course, you know, when it's time, you know, when the ball in the out, man, try to take advantage of it, right? You know, of course, last year, you know, I made a duty for myself to always attack the ball. Each and, you know, you see me out there punching at it each and every time. You know, just try to, you know, make more plays on the ball, man, because, you know, we give the offense the ball back. You know, we know what kind of offense we have. You know, we're very, very explosive. So we just going to, you know, harp on that, man, getting the ball at practice, you know, and that's for everybody. Curve, really the secondary, defense, I mean, linebackers, the D-line, you know, we all emphasize punching at the ball. And, you know, when the ball's in the air, you know, secondary guys, linebackers, you know, we trying to get those picks.
This is the second year for Terrion Arnold. How can you help a guy go from year one to year two? I know he had some of those PIs. A lot of them were early, and he played a different, better towards as the year went on. How can you help him throughout the – or how did you help him throughout this offseason?
First and foremost, man, Terrion, very talented guy, big corner, smart. You know, he came from Alabama. He came under Nick – I mean, you know, he came from under Saban, right? So, you know, he came in polished, right? Of course, you know, the calls last year, we don't really worry about that because he's playing aggressive, right? As a rookie, you know, you're going to have those problems. It's all about, you know, that growth, and he's having an unbelievable camp, right? You know, he's showing that the game is slowing down, and that's, you know, I try to do my part each and every time we in meetings. I tell him, like, hey, I think you could have did this better. And he tell me the same thing. You know, we both are open books. So, and that's for everybody in the secondary. DJ Reed is the same kind of player. You know, he always – he's a very accountable guy. You know, he wants to get better, even though he's in year 8-7. You know, all of us have room to grow, and we hold each other accountable.
DJ Reed is an aggressive style. Yeah. Kirby Joseph aggressive. You're aggressive by nature.
Yeah.
How exciting is it to have – you went from Aaron Glenn, now Kelvin Shepherd, both of them, both aggressive by nature. How much fun do you have playing in this style of defense?
Man, I feel like this is the best football I've been around, right? You know, I give credit – of course, you know, I'm not trying to – I give credit to the Raiders. You know, I had some great years that they gave me opportunity, you know, when I was young, you know. But, you know, just coming here, you know, I feel like I've been loving the game more, man, because you got guys around you that love the game as well. Right, and we come out here each and every day, man, on both sides of the ball, and we compete. You know why? Because we have a great head coach, we have a great organization, great fan base, and we try to come out here and get better because we have goals, you know, for ourselves. You know, not only for ourselves, man, but for the city.
You're on an island when you're in man coverage, and I mean, I remember that as an offensive tackle, right? I'm on an island. I got no help coming. What does your mindset have to be to be successful in man coverage?
Different, right? You just have, you know, it's some guy blessed me with, man, but I just feel like in my mind, you know, I'm a different kind of guy. Yes, I don't fit the, you know, the statue, you know, but I play bigger than what I really am, right? And that's for guys like DJ Reed, you know, as well. You know, everybody have different styles of play, right? Kirby, you know, a guy that's going to, you know, go after the ball, send the middle of the field. Brian, we know what he brings to the table. He's a very versatile guy. DJ Scrappy, TA Scrappy, I'm Scrappy. You know, so playing that DB position, man, you just got to have confidence, man, and be different. And most importantly, man, have that swagger.
J-Mo, St. Brown, who's the tougher cover? You're seeing him every day. We know you don't back down from anybody.
Both of them different, bro. Like, both of them different. Speaking of J-Mo, man, J-Mo has – we know what kind of player St. Brown is, just different kind of guy. J-Mo is different as well, but – he's only getting better, man. You know, both of them, you know, and especially in this kind of offense, man, they putting those guys in different kind of roles, right? And they're doing whatever they can to get those guys the ball, and they putting them in great situations. So to answer your question, that's a hard one, man, because both of them ceiling is it's like they get better each and every day they come out there. You know, why? Because they're learning from a great coach, man. And they're, you know, each and every time I'm going against J-Mo, I'm going against Saint, you know, and let's say I beat him on a rep. You know, they always ask, like, hey, what you saw that? What I could have did better? And I do the same thing. If they beat me, I say, hey, what you saw? What I could have did better? So it's all about competing, man. And that always brings the best out of both of us.
When you got Sonic and Knuckles in the backfield, and it's we've heard and we've seen, right? They're using Jameer Moore as a receiver. How talented and how difficult is it when both of those guys are on the field?
Very tough, man, because you never know what you're going to get. To answer your question, man, you never know what you're going to get. D-Mo, crazy guy with the ball in his hand, very aggressive downhill, but also could get loose with the ball. Uh-huh. We know Sonic, man. He a walking home run, man. He's a one play. I'm talking about it could happen any. He's an anytime touchdown guy, you know. So when you have a talented backfield like that, man, that opens up a lot, you know, for our offense.
Does anybody refer to him as Jameer or Gibbs? Or is it just Sonic?
Both, really. You know, when we out there, you know, when we see him in action, we be like, there he goes, Sonic. Yeah. But when we're in the meetings, you know, whatever, we're in the building, we be like, hey, what up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
interchangeable, so, yeah.
But when he out there, he definitely Sonic, man. You can't even see, you can't even see his cleats most of the time.
We're talking to Amik Robertson, second-year Detroit Lions corner. You mentioned coming over from the Raiders. You mentioned it all starts at the top with Dan Campbell. Can you compare what you thought of Dan Campbell and now what you've experienced with Dan Campbell?
You know what? When I signed here, I already knew why I wanted to come to, you know, the first day they called me. And the day I signed, you know, the moment I signed, man, that night, I looked at all the hype videos, right, of Dan Campbell. Fell in love with the coach, man. Fell in love with the person. He's passionate. I knew I belonged here. Right, he put it hard on us. He make it hard on us so, you know, later on down the line or when the season comes, it is very easy. You know, and you can tell he love football and he go after guys that love football. If you don't love football, man, you can't play here. Right? If you're not a guy that's going to go out and lay down the line for your teammates, you can't play here. But that's what you want. That's what you want, man. That explains why, you know, we'll be able to, you know, have those successful seasons, you know, the past season.
What's the expectation for this defense as a whole?
We know what the expectations is, man. You know, we fell short, you know, a couple years, and we got that bad taste in our mouth, man. But we're going to continue, you know, taking it day by day, man. You know, once the season come here, you know, we're going to try to go 1-0 each and every week, man, and, you know, try to get over that hump.
I was asking you a lot about what's it like when you've got Jameer over there and you've got, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, J-Mo. How about the guys that are in front of you? How does it change your mindset, or does it, when you've got a guy like Aiden Hutchinson who you know can get after the QB?
Makes it very easier, man. You know, we have to cover for a short period of time. You know, we have a great opportunity to be able to get our hands on the ball because, you know, some quarterbacks won't be able to put it in perfect spots, right? So, you know, we make their job easier. They make ours easy. You know, we're a combo, you know, and that's what we're going to harp on this season, man. You know, having a great D-line, getting after the ball, and have a very sticky secondary, aggressive secondary. And I think when you put both of that together, man, you know, the defense could be successful. You know, Aiden Hutchinson, Davenport, you know, Aleem, even Tyleek, you know, a lot of those guys, man, you know, really the whole D-line. And even coming, you know, even the guys that's behind them, you know, they harp on getting better each and every day because they have a great great coaching staff that's going to get those guys in great positions. So I expect the defense to be very successful this year.
Talked about the team coming just short last season.
Yeah.
Personally for you, yeah, getting hurt in that playoff game, just could you speak to your motivation, your mindset, and how you've used that?
I think, you know, when I got hurt, man, you know, I was very down, right? You know, because, you know, I felt like I was, you know, I was playing my best football, you know, in my career, you know, at a consistent level. Right, you know, my confidence was through the roof. I had a coaching staff that believed in me, right? But when I got hurt, yeah, of course I was, you know, I questioned the moment a little bit. But when I, you know, I try to take any negative situation and, find a positive in it. You know, I was able to, you know, sit back, man, and watch the game, learn the game mentally. And right now I think mentally, man, I'm playing my best football. You know, I'm smarter, you know, if that's playing nickel, playing corner, you know, the game has slowed down to me. And I also could give that same information that I learned, you know, to those younger guys like T.A., like Rake, you know. So I think, you know, it was a blessing in disguise, you know, whenever it happened, man. But, you know, like I said, you know, I'm past it. I feel great, you know, physically, mentally. You know, I'm just ready to play my best football this year.
I saw on social media that your favorite movie is The Notebook. Not one I expected. So what is it about that movie, or is it just the fact that your quarterback's the lead actor in it?
So my favorite romantic.
I think he missed that.
Yeah.
I went right over his head.
You know what's crazy?
He looks just like him.
He looks like Noah. That's crazy. But I would say my favorite romantic movie is The Notebook.
Oh, okay. All
right.
Right.
You want to clarify? You want to put a different movie
I think out? My favorite – that's a tough one, man. That's something I can't really answer for. It's like my favorite movie. But The Notebook is definitely my favorite romantic movie.
How many times have you seen it?
I watched it, bro, like maybe 20 times.
Okay.
I watched it last night. Okay. I was about to post it on my Instagram, but I was like, nah, I ain't gonna. I watched it last night.
Coach is like, put the film on instead.
Yeah. I watched it last night because my girl, she asked me about it, like, hey – you never really. I said I wanted you to watch it, but my girl, she liked to watch movies and fall asleep, man. So she said she was going to watch it, but hopefully she do. She understand it.
Amik, you're a treat. We appreciate some of your time. Good luck this season.
Thank y'all so much, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Amik Robertson, Lions Corner, 97.1.
I'm over here adulting, Gator. I'm doing some adulting.
Adulting yourself?
Yeah, I made an appointment.
It's good.
The Secretary of State to go get the ID upgraded to an enhanced ID tomorrow.
I will be there today. I have an appointment to take my mom over there today.
Yeah.
To deal with some stuff. And so, I will ask them the question when I'm there, like, hang on. Why didn't, when I got the real ID, and they asked me if I wanted an enhanced ID. And I said, well, what's the difference? They didn't explain it well enough to me because why on earth wouldn't you get an enhanced ID if you're in the state of Michigan?
So I don't have make sure the information that we've gotten is right, that the real ID that I have won't work
right
to get to and from Canada, and I need enhanced ID. And I appreciate the listeners. We got a lot of feedback. We got a lot of shoulds and I thanks, but I think I'm going to go. I don't want to get stuck anywhere.
I don't think you'll have to go to jail. Well, I mean, I agree with, you know, you'll be let back into the United States. I think the big question is, can you get into Canada? And I think we're finding out, no, you cannot.
Not with the real ID.
However, if you're applying for it, I think what they give you is a temporary piece of paper until you get your new ID, and that would probably allow you to go into Canada. But they'll let you know when you go.
I'll be at the Secretary of State tomorrow after the show. Thank you, everyone, for all of the feedback. And yes, there's no one to blame. I'm not blaming anybody. It's all our fault.
I'm blaming Secretary of State.
Well, you don't think it was well explained to
no.
you the difference between real and enhanced.
I'm like, of course I would take an enhanced ID over real ID. Yeah. Enhanced ID is a real ID, and it allows you to travel into Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean. Why the hell wouldn't I?
Well, sorry. I tried to fly into Mexico with a border card. Can't do that.
Now, I will say this.
They didn't let me board the plane.
I stopped in to Secretary of State a couple days ago before our appointment for today because I wanted to make sure I had the forms, the right forms. Went in late in the day, it was like 4 o'clock, went to some branch, and I said, look, I've got an appointment in a couple of days at a different branch, but I just wanted to make sure I went through the scenario that we're going through that, you know, need title transfers or whatever it was. And they said, oh, absolutely, not a problem. You don't have to wait in line here. I'll just grab those forms for you. And I said, okay, I just want to make sure ahead of time, this is what I need. Do I have everything I'm going to need? And yes, you'll need this and this and also this. Like, okay, great. We're going to be all set. I am supreme. And then I thank them very much because Secretary of State is so different now than what it was 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It was a nightmare to have to deal with. And now, because you can set up appointments, you're not waiting nearly as long. You still have to wait.
And get in and out.
Yeah. But there's so much that you can do online now. Mm-hmm. There's so much you can do from a kiosk. Like simple things like renewing tabs and stuff like that. It's just easy now. And I do applaud them for making it that easy over the years. They've really smoothed things out.
Definitely easier.
Yes. No question. And the people that helped me out the other day, they were tremendous. And I really appreciate that.
Okay. We mentioned this earlier, and there was so much Tiger talk, and there's a ton of angst, and understandably so. But here, Dan Campbell said something yesterday that got us talking, and I want to play it for the people. You included the question. Is that correct, Kang? In this, okay. So it was a question from a member of the media regarding the offense versus the defense. And if you can't quite hear the question is about, you know, maybe I'm coming at this with a flawed premise, but it looks like the defense is ahead of the offense. And Campbell answered, it's kind of long, but I want to get people's take on this. Here was the exchange yesterday out at Allen Park. Okay, so a couple things out of this. One is he didn't reject the premise that the defense is ahead of the offense. And so starting there is interesting. But the one thing that caught me is when he said, we got the front to handle the run right now. So that's without Aleem McNeil. That's without Levi Onwuzurike. That is still somewhat shorthanded. They will get McNeil back.
It's DJ Reader and Tyleek Williams.
Yeah. That's encouraging. And yet, should we be worried about the offense now? And the reason I ask is there is still question marks about the new coordinator. There's still question marks about the interior offensive line. And if the front is handling the run right now, is the interior of the offensive line going to be an issue? Is the coordinator going to be an issue? Because last year, there's no question that the offense carried the day. The offense was the right. Detroit Lions had a chance to win because of their offense. Mm-hmm. The defense was just hanging in there trying to find a stop here or there, right?
After the Hutch injury, yes.
Yes. Is this more excitement about for each individual out there, are you more excited about what the defense might be now? Or does this really amplify concerns you have about the offense?
Here's where I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged on the defensive side for sure because we know the Hutch is back and Hutch is healthy and Hutch looks fantastic by all accounts. By his own account, he says he feels great. And they've got a bunch of other guys that are healthy now. There's guys that aren't healthy that aren't practicing, but you know, don't forget that DJ Reader was regarded as one of the better defensive tackles in all of football, and we didn't get to see that combination a ton. Tyleek Williams, the first-round pick, a lot's expected of him up in the middle. The other guys getting back on defense and adding DJ Reed as a corner to this team and Terry Arnold taking his game up and the other guys that have experience now, I expect the defense is going to look better. Mm-hmm. Don't forget how good the defense was before Hutch got hurt. The Lions had it going in all phases. Offense, defense, special teams, they were the top of the league. And then the injury started to mount on defense and things took a turn. I fully expect that the offense is going to start off a little bit slow because you're having to get a rookie guard up to speed. You're working a center in who is not Frank Ragnow. And, Mahogany has to pick up where he left off last year and get some experience. And, okay, now he's going to have to up his game. I think there's a learning curve with that trio of the interior. Hopefully it doesn't take too long. And it sounds like from Dan Campbell, they're getting better each practice. They're getting more cohesive with each practice. But when you're going against guys that are really good on the other side of you,
yeah,
recognize.
I'm mostly encouraged. And I'm not as worried about the offense, and I'm not as worried about losing Ben Johnson. I feel like because the offense was good before Ben Johnson, and Goff was good before Ben Johnson, when it was just Dan Campbell calling plays, I feel like there's a system here that Dan Campbell's fully aware of, and they're bringing in a guy that was fully aware of it. I tend to think that's a good place, but I don't know, man. Given the anxiety over the defense a year ago, the idea that the defense is totally handling the offense, or at least getting the better, totally handling is probably overstating the case. I'm just intrigued to hear how people feel about this. 248-539-9797. Get to your phone calls and feedback, talking to little Lions. If you want to get back into your your Tiger angst, certainly there's plenty of it in Detroit. After a loss of a series to Minnesota, Cleveland keeps winning. The lead is now 6 with 46 games to go. 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket.
All right, breaking news from the We Don't Understand the Salary Cap, y'all update desk. Kenny? And Ken, slight headphone malfunction. Sorry, fellas.
An Odyssey station.
You know what? Better you do that now than a couple hours from now.
We have breaking Lions news if Kenny could ever have his headset on. Go ahead.
Lions cornerback to Ennis Rakestraw to undergo season-ending surgery.
May as well be career-ending. You can't come to the NFL and not play your first 2 years, and all of a sudden, hi, it's me again. So Rakestraw out, the safety they liked, yeah, out.
He's out for the year.
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Eli Apple's available.
You can have him. One of the most hated New York Giants in history. He was reviled in that locker room. I look, it's sad. I don't blame the kid. I liked him at Mizzou. Pitbull type corner. Very similar to an Amik Robertson. Attitude, physicality. He'll come up and hit you. But availability is a skill. He's going to miss his second straight season. What am I going to do with that?
Yeah, I mean, your only body of work is what he did at Missouri. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what his comeback career path is going to be next season. Or do you just, if you're the Lions, you bite the bullet and say, we're just going to move on. We got to find
what
somebody.
What is the, so hold on. You got DJ Reed. We've got Amik. I mean, how concerned do I need to be? Obviously, Terry and Arnold is a linchpin to this deal. He was largely terrible last year. Terry and Arnold plays well. If you can keep Arnold and Reed healthy, you figure out the rest. But they are incurring some injuries, and when you stack it to the status of Pascal, the status of Ty Leak, the status long-term of Aleem McNeil, right, et cetera, et cetera. No, I mean, you just don't want to lose players. I mean, they drafted this kid to play, and now he's got no shot.
Right.
So that sucks. But I don't know what to say beyond that.
I guess the only thing that you have in your back pocket is if you're really pressed, you can move Branch. He could do a little bit of corner.
Sure. Drop him down to nickel. You can. And you're right. I don't know what to say. Yeah. Look, I think they are a thin football team.
They did bring in Avante Maddox.
Oh, well, thank God. But it's just they're a thin. I'm sorry.
That's Detroit King's own Avante.
Well, hey, I've heard Boubacar Sissoko's available.
Super Bowl champion of Avante Maddox.
May I?
Go ahead.
Look, they're just thin in some bad places. Yeah. I don't think they have. Look, they do not have depth on this D-line. I think you're kidding yourself if you think they can incur injuries there again. And the other thing is, from an offensive line standpoint, like, you don't have the depth you'd hope, because Ragnow walked out the door so late. Zeitler wasn't retained. You're moving people around already to patch the holes. We don't know if Manu is game ready, so I can't count him as depth yet.
Right.
You got a couple of rookies in the playing group. See, this is where I get scared with this team. I think you're right, is that at corner, they have a chance to have a very good duo, and Branch can moonlight, drop down to nickel. You have Amik Robertson. I'm okay. I'm more annoyed because I like Rakestraw. I liked him as a college player. He fits the profile of what this team is about.
Yeah, it was unfortunate he had to miss last season, but you were anticipating, okay, well, now's your chance. Wait, you're done again?
At that point, I think you're done forever. League moves quick, Rico.
Now it'll be very difficult because now if you're Detroit, you got to decide.
Well, actually, you know what? The way the Lions operate, they probably signed him to a 5-year extension. Oh, he's hurt? Tack on another 5.
You are on fire.
Sorry. Kenny, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
Tired of defense, tired of injuries hampering this defense, real bummer. Plus, you feel bad for the kid, too.
I do.
No defensive depth and new coordinator. Am I a bad person for worrying?
No, it's called being an adult. Look, I don't think it's accidental that after 15-2, the win total came out at 10.5. Schedule's tougher. Loss of 2 coordinators. Loss of multiple Pro Bowlers on both sides of the football. Like, no, it's okay to be concerned. It's the NFL. If I could sign a piece of paper right now that you'd win 11 games, I'd do it.
I'd do it for 10.
Yeah. Sure.
That gives you a shot in the wild card. That puts you right there. You have a fighting chance.
I'd be good with that. Yep. Yes.
Worried about DB depth also? That's from Mike.
That had a question mark at the end of it, the way you read
question
it.
Question mark? And Rakestraw was supposed to be very helpful. Now I don't think he'll ever suit up for this team again.
No, I don't. I don't either. You can't miss multiple years and have the same team keep you. It would just be surprising. And again, it's a bum shoulder again. Here, you asked me about the preseason last segment, and I know I was flippant with you. You know my policy. None of it matters.
You're telling me to go bleep myself.
No, I just want everyone to stay healthy. Beyond it, I don't care if someone throws for 700 yards. It means nothing. It has been burned into my brain. Remember a few years back, the preseason, the story in the NFL was Ja'Marr Chase can't catch a football.
Yeah.
Can't catch football. This kid's a bust.
Yeah, every highlight or low light. Look at this.
How'd that work? I mean, you want to go even further back. I remember long, long time ago, the star of Giants preseason was Ron Dane. Broke off a couple of 70-yard touchdowns, and you're going, what is that? And make the damn team. It doesn't matter. None of it's real. The practices matter more. The scrimmages matter most. Show me week one. I mean, am I wrong for that? Am I too jaded?
No.
I just don't think you get anything out of it.
And honestly, Mike, because the starters really don't play.
I'll give you another example.
Show me week 2 and 3 because I look at week 1. I don't hold it against you because you're still, this is the first time that everybody had to play pretty much a whole game.
Same thing, you got the reports. Aiden Hutchinson is dominating camp. And then you talk to a few people and you go, all right, well, who's he repping against? Oh, Bob Skipper.
Oh, they're saying the Hutch rule, whereas when Hutch beats his guy, and he's going to get a sack, you just let the play keep going because he just keeps beating the tackle.
Because he's not repping against Sewell. That's my problem. Okay,
you know what? If you're going to hit me with facts.
No, I'm just saying that I'm thrilled that he's playing football. But the idea that somehow I will alter what I think of him based on repping against backup tackle guy, I'm eligible. That does nothing for me. He's supposed to assassinate Dan Skipper.
I was going
to
say, aren't these the reports that we are expecting to hear out of camp at this time? Is he's dominating lesser competition?
Right. Kenny. Report says Kenny bullied senile old woman and stole purse. Not positive, but not unexpected. I'd hope you could steal.
I think that's pretty unexpected.
And he showed SEC speed running away.
Right.
Yeah, did I drive into something?
He's running away from Estelle Getty.
Well, we didn't say you were the getaway driver.
I couldn't be the getaway driver. I'm a Georgia fan.
This is true.
Be like an episode of The Simpsons. The car just goes right into a tree.
Crash.
Right.
Kenny playing the role of Toonces the Cat.
Great SNL skit. All right. I have a fun kind of trivia. Not a trivia thing, but it's getting the landscape about 2 weeks out of college football. Putting teams in groupings. I'm going to give you what the name of the grouping is. And I want to see how many of the teams you can guess. I'm happy to provide hints. I can even give the conference breakdown within it. But it's just a nice primer for everybody. And it may spawn. It could spawn. Michigan topic.
Not a spawning.
Possibly the best. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.